Grace with you.
Thank you.
be offered.
Okay, those who wish to partake, if you raise your hand. Father in heaven, as we again gather around this table, we are so thankful and mindful of that sacrifice that our Lord and Savior did for us as he hung on the cross for our sins. As we partake of this unleavened bread, and we realize it's emblematic of his broken body on the cross, please forgive us of our sins. In his name, in his name.
Thank you.
anyone overlooked. Father in heaven, we are so thankful for all the many blessings you give to us day by day. Thankful for all the physical and spiritual blessings you give to us. May we give about a portion of these blessings you give us. May we do it willingly, cheerfully, and ask with a thankful heart. These things we pray in Jesus' name.
664. He gave me a song. Let's sing. He took my burdens all away up to a brighter day. He gave me a song. A wonderful song. A wonderful song I now can sing in my heart.
Every song. My songs will also be as a supplement. The first one will be number 29 in the supplement. Remember on this song, the second verse, the women take the top part. men take the bottom, and then it switches during the third verse. So, women, don't be scared when I start singing the men's part of the bass in the second verse. Just keep on going. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus. Satisfied with just cause below, a little silver and little gold, but in that city where rest will shine, I want a gold one, that silver mine. I've got a mansion just over the hill. I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a mansion of rose and of crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we'll live or wander, but walk the
251. I'm happy today. And I haven't figured out a way to leave out a verse of this one. I'm doing serious form, so we'll sing all of them. Oh, me so, I'm happy today. Oh, yes, I'm happy today. In Jesus Christ, I'm happy today because He's taken all my sins away. And that's why I'm happy today. I'm singing today. Oh, yes, I'm singing today. In Jesus Christ, I'm singing today because He's taken all my sins away. And that's why I'm singing today. I'm praying today, oh yes, I'm praying today. In Jesus Christ, I'm praying today because He's taken all my sins away. And that's why I'm praying today. I'm living today, oh yes, I'm living. In Jesus Christ, I'm living to live because He's taken all my sins away, and that's why I'm living today. I'm happy today, oh yes, I'm singing today. In Jesus Christ, I'm praying today because He's taken all my sins. And that's what I'm living today. Turn to 451. Jesus is all the world to me. 451. And when after God is through with his lesson, we'll be singing the first, second, and third verses of that is in the Bible.
Jay, if you would please turn your Bibles to the text that we began with, 1 Peter chapter 1. I'd like us to, in just a moment, begin with verse 3. We'll look a little bit above where we read just a few moments ago. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Ryan, for putting this together. Ryan's had a tough time. He started losing his voice some in the middle of the week and then had to teach in the summer Bible study. Did a great job, and I appreciate that he was able to honor all of those responsibilities. As we have sung about joy, I can't help but just make a comment or two about what a joy it has been for the three men that have traveled here to be with us. Brady had to go back so he could preach today. We ran an article of Brady's in the bulletin today that you might be sure and take a look at. But I am so happy that Curtis and Jason and their family were able to be here. They're going to be traveling back today, and we wish them well and wish them well in their work. I'm going to run an article of Jason's next week in the bulletin, and Curtis is going to get me an article, and we'll run that the week after that. So it's been good to renew our acquaintance with them, and there are some additions to their family since the time that they were here, and it's nice to be able to see how their family has grown. And, you know, it is, we say it from time to time, our relationship with one another in Christ is such a thing that we may be separated by miles, but when we are with one another in the flesh again, we just pick up right where we left off. There is that bond of faith, and that certainly has remained true with all three of these men, and it was good for them to be here in this effort, and we wish them well in their work. Let's read together once again 1 Peter chapter 1, begin in verse 3, and we'll go down to the text that we read a few moments ago. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. In this text, I called your attention to several things that are emphasized about how much we ought to appreciate the salvation that is in Christ. You'll notice here in verse 3, it's described as something in which there is abundant mercy that has been poured out unto us in Christ, granting to us a living hope that was accomplished through, as we talked about over the last few days, Jesus escaping the tomb, Jesus conquering death. Verse 4, that grants to us the hope of an inheritance that, unlike anything else that we ever experience in this life, everything here decays, everything here is corruptible and can be defiled. But that is a hope that we have that is incorruptible, that is undefiled, that does not fade away. And notice it's not here on this earth. It is reserved for us in heaven. Verse 5, the way in which we hope for this is we are kept by God through faith for, notice this, salvation to be revealed in the last time. That's not the only thing that's going to be said about salvation. In our reading, there's another statement that's made as well. But notice, we long for that. We're looking forward to that. We joyously await that. Now, Peter then talks a little bit about some of the things that, you know, now we may have to face some difficulties. For a while, there may be some trials that we go through. But I want you to notice that even in discussing those, verse 7, he compares that to something by which our faith is tested. Same way that gold may be tested by fire and some difficulty. It shows its genuineness through that trial. That's the way we ought to view it here. You know, the things that are hard for us, they are testing, they are proving the genuineness of our faith. And I want you to notice, as we think about the theme that we've been singing about this morning, joy, it describes this as something in which we rejoice, there in verse 8, with joy inexpressible. I think that's interesting because there might be a few different ways for us to think about that. If we truly recognize how great the salvation is that is in Jesus Christ, we will recognize we can't fully express how great it is. I hope that we all feel that way. I hope that joy overflows in our hearts in the recognition of this abundant mercy, the recognition of this inheritance that awaits us, so that even when we praise God, even when we are trying to joyously tell others about it, it is inexpressible. But there may also be another sense, too, in which we think about it, that, you know, we're given a glimpse of what we may look forward to and what it may be like one day. But ultimately, we don't know how to express the grandeur of that. And I want us to think about that, because the greatest thing we've ever been able to enjoy here is going to pale in comparison to what awaits us in that heavenly home. But then notice, finally, verse 9, back to salvation once again. You remember up above, he described it as that which is ready to be revealed at the last time. But notice this joy, this hope that we look forward to, this living hope is what one day we will receive. It is the end of our faith. It is what our faith points towards. It is what we look unto, and that is the salvation of our soul. You know, if you're here this morning, you've never obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to tell you that joy that Peter talks about, the joy that we've been singing about this morning, is something that you don't yet have access to. You may have enjoyed things in life. There may have been things that have made you happy. There may have been times that you've had some ups. But I want you to know that there is something far, far better than anything that this life has to offer. Put your your faith in Jesus as the Son of God. Confess that faith before men. Repent of sin that separates you from God, and you may receive that abundant mercy that we just read about. You can be forgiven of sin as you repent of that and are baptized into Christ. We talked this week twice about how the Lord helps us to understand what baptism means for us. It's like that salvation of Noah through the waters and his family through the waters. It's like being buried with Christ so that we might rise and come out of the tomb of our old life of sin. But if we don't do it, we can't express that. We can't have that joy. But I urge you, put your faith in Jesus. Obey the gospel. And if we can help, won't you help? Always stand and sing.
Jesus is all the world to me.
Bow with me, please. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for this beautiful day that you have given us and this time that we've had to come together and worship and study your word and sing songs of praises. We pray that our worship has been acceptable and that we have edified one another and built one another up and that we continue all week to celebrate the joy in our hearts regarding salvation. We're so grateful for the sacrifice your Son made, the life that he lived, and for his resurrection. We pray that when we fall and stumble and sin, that we'll recognize that time, that we'll repent, turn away from that sin. We pray for forgiveness when we do. We ask that you help us to let our light shine in the community this week. And it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.